Hello, friends. How are you doing? It's a balmy minus 27 degrees Celsius here in Canada, which is minus 17-ish Fahrenheit. America, you are welcome. There is this comedian who had a joke about going to Canada, and he gets to a bar and he's like, "Oh my God, how cold is it?" And the person at the bar, the local Canadian, goes, "Yeah, it's about minus 35. And the comedian goes, "Is that Celsius or Fahrenheit?" And the guy just shrugs at him and goes, "Doesn't matter," and keeps drinking his beer. And I really like that joke. I'm sure everyone clicked off after hearing that joke, but for the two of you that are still here, hi, I'm Salud. Once a month I go out of character to kind of talk about my stories and what I have planned. It's supposed to feel like when you're role-playing and you take a break just to kind of shoot the breeze with your DM. They're not very long, and truthfully they're kind of boring, but I appreciate you listening. Oh, I'm really good at selling myself as well. Okay. Oh, all right. I'm really happy with everything this month. I also did 4 exclusive audios this month instead of like the usual 2 to 3. And there is a poll on YouTube right now asking if I should do a Sundere roleplay. The last one I did was like, I think almost 2 years ago now. And it bombed. Like, it bombed really hard. I thought it was cute, but it clearly wasn't, like, resonating with people. So I just kind of put that to the side. But I think if I did it now, my execution would be better. And yeah, I'm trying to be very secretive about Valentine's Day. I don't want to, like, give too much away, especially while I'm still trying to make up my mind. Oh, I am still thinking about live streaming. I don't want to promise anything, but like if I did do it, it's looking like it would just be a cell phone and not the microphone I use for like my audios. So I don't know. But I have these moments where I do want to talk to you guys in real time, and I'm not going to do a Discord server anytime soon. I'm so glad you guys are liking the teacher audio that's going to go up on Thursday. I really wanted to like have that forbidden academic romance, and I was like doing all this research and like texting my friends with PhDs like, "Hey, for fictional reasons, like, can a research assistant get with a graduate student?" And they're like, "What are you, what?" And I'm really happy I was able to kind of get that push and pull like of a forbidden romance without having to do like this sort of unethical power imbalance, which is something I try to avoid unless it's like specifically asked for, like it's a yandere or something. And I'm really happy with the ending. I thought that was really cute. I don't want to spoil it here in case people haven't listened to it yet, but I hope you're as happy with it as I was. It's very hard to like have this like joyous moment, so I thought it was like joyful and contained, and I've talked long enough, I'm sorry. Thank you so much. Oh, that's my cue. I'm sure you can hear my cat in the background. I'll be right there. Thank you so much. You guys are incredible. I can't put into words what your support means to me, and I just think you're the best. Thank you so much, and I hope you have an incredible day. Bye. Mwah. Also, I'm your Valentine. If you don't have one and you need one, it's me. I'm sorry, I don't make the rules.